This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include John and Jane Vedrine and Curtis Pollard and the Creole Zydeco Band. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The economy added many more jobs than analysts expected last month, 146,000 compared to estimates from the 70,000 to 100,000 range. Still, analyst Hugh Johnson says the U.S. labor market is staging a very slow post-recession recovery.
The economy has been doing a little bit better. Consumer confidence has been improving. Consumer spending is improving some. Businesses are still very cautious. They're worried about what tax and spending policy is going to be for the year ahead, but it's still limping along when compared to other recoveries in the post-war period.
And the numbers for September and October were revised downward. The unemployment rate fell in November, but that was largely because more people dropped out of the job search and were not counted. The number of people who've died after a powerful typhoon barreled through the southern Philippines this week now tops 500, with nearly as many missing. From Manila, Simone Orendain reports the country's president visited some of the worst-hit areas.
The Civil Defense Office says more than 5 million people in the southern half of the country have been affected by Typhoon Bopha. The storm blew houses away and brought landslides that buried entire towns in mud. Relief workers say they finally reached a number of municipalities that were previously cut off. Philippine Red Cross spokeswoman Gwendolyn Pang says this is the worst storm volunteers have dealt with in recent memory.
Even our rescuer, they've seen how difficult the situation was and how devastating.
During a visit with the president to Compostela Valley, where scores died, the interior minister said more military and police are being deployed to get to three isolated villages. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.
North Korea is readying to launch a satellite into space, but analysts say it is more likely a test of its long-range missile technology. Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea, reports that the North's young ruler is tightening his grip on power.
North Korea says it will launch its rocket as early as this coming Monday. Pyongyang maintains that it has the right to develop a space program and will put a satellite into orbit. Calls to halt the launch from the U.S., South Korea, and the United Nations don't seem to be having any effect. That could be because ruler Kim Jong-un needs to successfully test the rocket to affirm his leadership. According to reports here in Seoul, the 29-year-old leader is cracking down on dissent and placing confidants into top military positions. Kim came into power a year ago after the death of his father, Kim Jong-il. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
More than 2,000 people are gathering at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, 71 years after the Japanese attack there that launched the U.S. into World War II. Stock prices up this morning, mixed at this point. The Dow up 32, the Nasdaq Composite down 11 at last check. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is denouncing the recent violence between Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland and the death threats against one of Belfast's best-known female leaders.
There will always be disagreements in democratic societies. We're experts at that in the United States. We have a lot of very serious, difficult disagreements that divide us. But violence is never an acceptable response.
Clinton says people she characterizes as extremists willing to destroy Northern Ireland's fragile peace can be defeated through a combination of vigilance, compromise, and political sacrifice. India's government has successfully cleared a hurdle to allow multinational supermarkets such as Walmart into the country's $450 billion retail sector. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that the upper house has fallen into line with the lower house after a week of contentious debate in Parliament.
Despite a weak hand in the upper house, the government brought along enough senators to kickstart its stalled efforts to liberalize the country's retail sector. The vote clears the way for big-name multinationals to open stores in India and hold a 51% controlling interest in them. Proponents of the plan say it will bring India more in line with the globalized economy and spur foreign investment at a time when the sustainability of India's economic rise is being questioned. Critics argue the small is beautiful and that allowing in multinational retailers jeopardized the tens of millions employed in mom-and-pop stores. But analysts say big-name box stores would account for some 2% of India's retail sector and that the small vendor is not going away. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We start off this hour with music from the Muddy Waters Band, a tune. Muddy wasn't the first one to record this, but he really kind of has the iconic version from 1955, the Muddy Waters Band.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. A young boy at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive, but now I'm a man, I made 21, I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun, I'm a man.
Yeah!
I spell M-H-I-N, that rubber than me, no B, oh child, why, that spell managed boy. Full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me, my mate. I made the moon. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spell him H-I-N, that rubber band man. No B, oh child, why, that spell managed boy. I'm a man. I'm a full-grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. Full-grown man. Oh, well. Oh, well.
And slam, scare.
Back in 1959, you were 17 years old and you sure looked fine. Mama said not to, son, don't mess with you. She said about the little hoodoo and the voodoo you do, you make a strong man. Oh.
you're so fine, baby. You make me wanna slap myself. Oh, you're so fine. I would put your love on the shelf. Yo, you're so fine. I don't want nobody else. You make a strong man holler. Make a weak man leave his home. People, somehow we floated away, got farther apart, baby, day by day. Oh, I ain't seen you in so long. I wouldn't know what to say, but I heard you make a strong man a holler, make a weak man. And I was a dying bell. I would dive on the bottom, baby. No one else could tell. While I'm down now, baby, I say, well, 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 well. Come on down here, baby, so we can raise all some hell. His home. They make a strong man holler. They'll make a weak man.
Big Bill Morgan Field with special guest Taj Mahal from Big Bill's disc Rambling Mind. This one came out on Blind Pig Records back in 2001. Big Bill's had a few since then. Big Bill Morgan Field is the son of McKinley Morgan Field, better known as Muddy Waters. We heard Muddy prior to hearing Big Bill. We heard Muddy from May of 1955 with a tune that Bo Diddley had recorded, though, two or three months prior to Muddy's version. Muddy got in the studios and cranked out a cover of it pretty quickly, and it is definitely a very famous cover. Muddy on vocals only, Little Walter on blues harp, also Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, Francis Clay on drums with a Mannish Boys on Muddy Waters. Muddy, of course, along with people like Little Walter and also Bo Diddley and Howling Wolf and others, were a huge influence on a lot of proto rockers from the 1950s and on into the 60s. The British in particular, of course, picked up a whole lot of American blues and repackaged it and brought it back to our shores. Case in point, a cover of that last tune, Mannish Boy. We're going to listen to the Yardbirds. This is the post-Clapton Yardbirds. Jeff Beck was in the guitar chair with the band when this was recorded. And, of course, later Jimmy Page would take over the guitar honors, but here are the Yardbirds with their rendition of I'm a Man.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957. Support comes from L'Arc's Noël Acadien au Village, Acadian Village's annual Christmas Festival fundraiser, December 1st through 23rd. The festival features holiday lighting, live entertainment, pictures with Santa, and more. For more information, the phone number is 337-981-2364. The website is acadianvillage.org.
Talking music, Buster.
From his disc Songs of Faith and Inflammation, that was Reverend Billy Seawards on piano and vocals with his parody of Manish Boy. He calls that tune Sissy. And prior to hearing Billy Seawards, we heard the Yardbirds with their version of I'm a Man. Yardbirds, again, Jeff Beck on guitar at on that particular number. The Yardbirds started basically as a blues-based band. Eric Clapton joined the group back in October of 1963, and he sort of left in disgust because they started having pop hits, that sort of thing. He left in May of 1965 and was replaced by Jeff Beck. Later, Jimmy Page came along, played bass, and ultimately took over the guitar spot in the band The Yardbirds. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the band that Eric Clapton went to after he left the Yardbirds, John Mayall's Blues Breakers. Mayall was a cutting edge of blues in London at the time, in England at the time, and is often referred to as a father of British blues. He recycled a whole lot of American blues and shipped it back to our shores. From 1966, here is John Mayall with a song about an establishment that a number of Mississippi blues artists spent time in. John Mayall with Parchment Farm.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Ain't never done no man no harm. Limpo sack. I'm from that kind in limpo sack. I'm from that kind in limpo sack. The 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Morning come, I know you wanna leave.
band Fleetwood Mac with a number called Early Morning Come. Fleetwood Mac, and they're definitely in their blues incarnation. They were initially a very blues-based band. Peter Green, Danny Kirwan, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, and Jeremy Spencer. And but prior to hearing Fleetwood Mac, of course, we heard John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Mayall from 1966. Eric Clapton, not prominent at all on that track, but Clapton was with him at the time. The disc, in fact, is called Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. And John Mayall did a tune entitled Parchman Farm. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to someone that Peter Green mentored, the Irish guitarist Gary Moore, who unfortunately passed away a year or so ago. We're going to listen to Gary Moore. He was with the band Thin Lizzy and ended up in the early 90s having a lot of success with a disc called Still Got the Blues. Here is Gary Moore from that disc with the title track.
So easy to give my heart away, but I found out the hard way there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known. Time after time, so long, it was so long ago, but I've still got the blues for you. Used to be so easy.
hands I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Bad luck and trouble's my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Wine and women, it's all I crave. The big bad woman, they're gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I wouldn't have no luck at all. Born under a bad sign. Born under a bad sign.
From July of 1968, that was a supergroup. Cream, Eric Clapton on guitar, Jack Bruce vocals and bass, and Ginger Baker on drums. Their rendition of Born Under a Bad Sign, a tune first recorded by Albert King. And of course, this was sort of the height of the British invasion of the 1960s. Cream defined a new type of powerhouse blues, acid rock, you could call it whatever you wanted, but very, very dynamic trio. Before we heard Cream here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Gary Moore doing his classic Still Got the Blues. And Gary Moore, again, was mentored by Peter Green, formerly of Fleetwood Mac, when Peter was with Fleetwood Mac. Gary used to go hear his performances, all that sort of thing. And eventually, Peter Green got burned out on the music business, dropped out for a while, and made a trade with Moore, traded him his really, really fine Les Paul guitar that Gary Moore used quite a bit on a number of his recordings. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Support for KRVS is provided by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press, publishing books about Louisiana for Louisiana. Online at ulpress.org.
We just heard Cream do a tune that Albert King made famous. We're going to turn now to the late Albert King, a remarkable guitar player. He really caught his stride when he ended up with Malico Records, Dax and Malico Records, around Memphis some years back in the 1960s. Here is Albert King on guitar and vocals with Drowning on Dry Land.
Ah. I'm going down someday. My nose is in the sand. I'm going down, 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 babe. My nose is in the sand. A cloud of dust have came over me. I think I'm drowning on dry land. Says son, don't rush to be a man. Yeah, you know my father, he told me. He says son, don't rush to be a man. I went ahead on, and now I think I'm drowning on dry land. That's a bad way to go.
Trouble the water.
Tucker from her disc First Class Woman. That one came out in 2003, her rendition of Wade in the Water. She's had another disc out since. Great, great vocalist. And before we heard Teeny Tucker, we heard Albert King. We heard the late Albert King here on KRVS doing Drowning on Dry Land. Back in 1964, Teeny Tucker's father, real name Tommy Higginbotham, before he changed it to Tommy Tucker, he ended up having a number 11 top 40 charter with a Jimmy Reed type shuffle. Really got him up on the charts and got his name well known. Here is Tommy Tucker, Teeny Tucker's old man.
Knock him dead.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded in 1961 in Cincinnati. That was Freddie King. About that time, 60-61, he was starting to have hits. He recorded his tune Hideaway, his instrumental, and he started really making an impression on the blues world, Freddie King. Before hearing Freddie King, we heard Tommy Tucker from 1964 doing his classic shuffle covered by many people over the years, High Heel Sneakers. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with contributions. If you are one of those listeners, thanks a lot for the support. We can't bring you these programs without that support, and we really appreciate it. Those of you who are not members, we hope you'll consider becoming a member. You can check us out on the website. Site pledge securely online, krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And 3 o'clock, we'll see Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We're going to turn now to the late Dalton Reed, originally from around Cade, Louisiana. He passed away some years ago while performing on stage. He had two good discs out on Bullseye Blues Records label. We're going to turn to one called Louisiana Soul Man. This one came out in 1992, I believe it was. Here is late Dalton Reed with a cover of Blues of the Month Club.
night. It's about that time. Step out to my mailbox, knowing what I'll find. There'll be a note from the landlord saying I'm overdue, and a bill from the doctor, but I still got the flu. There's always electric, water, and gas. I can tell that my paycheck just ain't gonna land. One thing I'm sure, if my dues all paid up, I'm a member in good standing of the Blues of the Mud Club. Got a letter this morning from my first ex-wife. There ain't enough money to keep the lady out of my life. And the woman I'm loving, she's doing me wrong. Our June wedding, she says, has been postponed. And that same sad story I heard last May. I don't understand why she treats me. I'm a member in good standing of the Blues of the Mud Club. I'm a member in good standing of the Blues of the Mud Club. January's here, it's gonna be a cold new year. February would be fine if I had my Valentine. March, April, May, and June, something better happen soon. July, August, and September, not one good day I remember. I'm glad to see October over. But then again, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm just thankful I'm still living. Looking for some Christmas cheer, trying to smile through all this year. Oh, January is back again. Sometimes it just won't go away.